Hey everyone, it's Jana here, Audrey and Twin, and it's still the 20th of March, I just thought it was supposed to be the beginning of spring. I thought that was always on the 21st. Oh well. This is also, apart from my second boo day, also my first garden boo, and I'm being accompanied by a blackbird. I've just spotted him. He's sitting right at the top of a fairly tall conifer. So I really wanted to talk about, I think I have a new definition of irony. Here you go. So this morning it was all grey, so didn't really notice that it got much darker when the solar eclipse happened. And then about 11 o'clock it cleared up, and right now there's not a single cloud in the sky. So unfortunately we couldn't see the eclipse very well at all down here in Hertfordshire. Very annoying. So this book is really about cold callers, because I've been listening to Melanie Akpotu having been quite frustrated with them, and I can see why. You seem to get quite a lot of calls. I think I've heard something too about legislation about that being in the pipeline, but that always takes a while, and you know, especially until that filters through to the offending companies. So I thought in the meantime I'll tell you what we do to reduce the cold calls we get. So the first thing I do with every new phone number we get is register that with TPS, the Telephone Preference Service. TPS online .org.uk, not sure, maybe you can Google that. And what they do is, so you just, you know, register that particular number, and after about 6 weeks all the companies should have their lists updated, so you should not be getting any more calls. You'll still get the old one, the odd one, because there's always going to be some company that flouts this. Plus, it doesn't cover the ones from abroad. However, if you do keep getting calls from companies in the UK, you can just, you know, just take some details. Who's the company? When did they call? Take the number. And then on the TPS website, you can then report them, and they get fined. I think they can get fined up to £5,000 or so, which for some small companies can be a substantial amount of money. So they should really think hard. I've been getting calls. I get them like once a year from this company in a nearby bigger town. They claim I filled in a survey, but I know I didn't. But I'll come to that. And they happily call me once a year, and every time I tell them to take me off the list, and they go, oh yeah, and then they phone me again the next year. So the next time what will happen is that I'll take down the details and I'll report them, because they're clearly, because you know, it's fine if they call you and they have an out of date list, fine, but they then need to take you off the list, so they should not be calling again. So the first thing I say when I mean, I answer a call and they want to sell me something, I go, do you realise this number's TPS registered? Very often they say, oh, really sorry, and hang up. And sometimes they don't care. And if they're from abroad, they don't know. And obviously, and it doesn't stop silent calls or automated calls either, because there's nobody to talk to. So if you can't get the number, then there's not a lot you can do either. That's one thing that we've done. There's also the MPS, that's the mail preference service. If you find you get a lot of junk mail, you can do the same thing and register your address. And again, after about 6 weeks, that should be largely reduced. The other thing, apart from that, I'm very cautious about giving out my number. Unfortunately, don't really seem to have much choice in the matter these days, but I'm very careful when I do give my details out that I always tick the right option about do you want to be contacted and who do you want to be contacted by. As far as the law goes, and as far as I understand, if you are a customer of a particular company, then they are allowed to contact you. Unless you tell them, please do not contact me, then they shouldn't. But anyone else should not really contact you. There are sort of several ways of finding out who it is. So if I have to give out my email address, for instance, I make one up. So if one ever comes back to me, I can see who I gave that email address to, and then I will also know that they passed on my address without my consent. So far that's not happened, but I have had sort of several times where I've wondered, who is this? But mostly then it was abroad, or they made up an email address too, and somehow that reached me. Very bizarre. Hang on a minute, a second. That's my daughter. Sorry, that was Amelia. She's just written the first part of a new story, so she wanted me to listen to that. Anyway, where was I? So the other thing I'm very wary of is sort of the things that people give you when you go out, and there's people standing saying, oh, can you just fill this in, and can you do this? And also loyalty cards and surveys and competitions and prizes and all those sort of things. Because I always think, right, you know, especially the ones with the prizes, and you think, well, so I give you my address and a lot of my details and my contact details, and you may give me a prize for that. I try to weigh that up, because an address is worth a lot, obviously, because it can be sold on. So that's actually quite a lot of money that I'm giving away there, and I may get a prize for that. So I tend not to do those. And if it's a loyalty card thing, then so again, I'm weighing up. I mean, Clinton cards are doing this thing for a year. They'll give you, buy four cards, you get one free or something. So basically you're handing over your details, and you only get this special promotion for a year, but they'll have your address forever if you don't move. So it's things like that where I then like to weigh up, how much is that actually worth to me? Is it worth handing out my contact details? So I have to say that over the last few years, and the more I've learned about how the marketing works and what companies are allowed to do and what I can do to stop them bothering me with their marketing, the more wary I get about giving out my personal details and my address and my phone numbers. Speaking of which, I think you can register mobile phone numbers as well. Not sure about text messages. And also, it has to be said, a lot of companies don't seem to be aware of the law. We have a local leisure company that kept contacting me about holiday camps for the kids. So we've been a customer, but I told them, but it just kept sending me too many texts, and I kept telling them to take off, and they just never did. So I said, look, you are required. I have told you, so you are required to take me off that list and to stop sending me texts. Oh yeah, sorry, it's about the setup. So I think a lot of companies may not be aware or may not have the right setup either. I tend to not get too grumpy unless they do it again. what we get is a lot of calls from abroad. You can always tell when you get someone with a foreign accent trying to tell me that I had an accident. Oh yeah, so it is. My new oven is a lot quieter than the old one used to be. Right, well, I've come up to 10 minutes. Just to say, we just get the foreign calls, and so you can't really stop those. And otherwise, I get maybe one call a month, if that. So it's been worth doing all those things. Anyway, good luck with it all, Melanie, and I really do hope that they stop bothering you soon. Bye for now.